Neishu Tess, Tiff Tess. Yeshua M'Shenu Baruch Al Neis, Yala Neishu Yitzim in Haga Olam. Those that say that this Baruch Al Neis has to be something supernatural. Like it says in the Gemara, Mice, the person was in the desert and was starting to die of thirst, and suddenly the ground opened up and the water started coming out. Afal Neishu Minuk Olam Til Gosuk Koin, Bol Gana Balaylo Volivei Sakon of Anito. But a standard situation that it was in danger. And nothing came to his house and somehow got out of it. But there was nothing supernatural about it. He started screaming and people came. Or he ran away. Then ain't a chai levarach. Then when you come to that place, you don't make the brothers also listen. If he was in danger, he would make. Because that's in the fact that he was in a life-threatening situation and he survived. But here, it was something out of the ordinary happened. There's those that disagree that say no, that even if it's a natural hatsol, that he was in a state of danger and he got out of it, that's enough reason to make this wrong. But the mice said it was a regular situation, it wasn't something unusual, then that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you make without shame and malchus. He says if you have a case that's a car or a truck run the person over and somehow he survives, which is like something totally abnormal. So then in a chanami, when he goes to that place, he would make his brach. Says if somebody threw a stone at him, it's like just missed him by an inch. So that already, according to his second opinion, would not make a brach. He hasn't had the mazel that the guy didn't hit him, but it wasn't something unusual. The guy was hit by a train, and he flew up into the air and came back down and survived it. Then he would make a brach according to everybody.